I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Greetings, listener dear, I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew, and welcome to a ho-ho-ho festive special of House Meeting.
House Meeting, where we step into Christmas, have a little bit of it, yes, a little bit of Christmas, and I don't know Christmas the words.
Amazing first line of that song from Elton John. Welcome to my Christmas song. Such a bizarre way to start a song, isn't it? Yeah.
Just so you know.
Just so you know, this is a Christmas song and welcome
what that,
to it.
What that was Bernie Taupin being like, I've only got 10 minutes to crack this up.
yeah, absolutely.
The most unbelievable bit of Gavin and Stacey for me is the bit where Smithy arrives and knows all the words to that song, because I don't think anyone knows all the words to that song.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't even think Elton John knows the words to that song.
He sings out them and they start singing it back to him, and it's like no one is doing that with that song.
I think I might have said this before, but I always thought it was it's Hop Aboard My Turntable, oh have Christmas with me, or you know, Merry Christmas with me. I always thought it was Hop Aboard My Turkey Boy. And I thought I just had images of Elton John.
That was how we met, wasn't it? You saying that to me.
Hop aboard my turkey boy.
The university bar.
I'll never forget it. I'm going to take your places. So, this is our Christmas episode. Don't forget, if you want to see our Christmas show, we'd love to see you on the live stream. Occasionally tickets pop up for it, so keep watching the Twitter. But the live stream will be streaming on the 11th of December 2022 from 5:30 onwards. We're starting with a Beef Brothers cold turkey with James Acaster. By the way, get your beefs in. If you've got a festive beef you want to send in, beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. Please send in your festive beefs.
I can't think of a better person to help solve your festive beef than James Acaster.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to sitting down with him and solving some festive beefs, but send them in straight away. And then at about 7 o'clock, we're going to have Tom, as you've said, it's the show of the year.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's the show of the year every year, and this year it's two shows.
This year it's two shows, and the second show is Flatshare Slamdown on the 11th of December 2022 at 21 Soho. But you can have that streamed into your house. You can see Lou Sanders and Athena Kablenyu if you go to ticketx.co.uk and just search for tickets there, or the link will be in the show notes. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be amazing.
Please, or join us.
Let us come along.
But in the meantime, let's get into the festive spirit. When's this going out?
Are we in Christmas? Oh, absolutely, mate.
Oh.
In fact, I think if you're listening to this on the day it comes out, this is the 6th of December.
Oh. Well, for me, it feels like we're kicking Christmas off then.
Christmas has begun, guys. Let's start Christmas.
This is Woo-hoo. It. Listen to this. Get into the festive mood. It's December again, and we're going to have an absolute ball. It's House Meeting Christmas special.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
Yo ho ho. Is that pirates? That's pirates, isn't it?
We're off to a flying start for our Christmas special. Arr, Jim lad. Now, is that what the parrot says, right? Is that, yeah. Or is that what the Santa says?
I think Christmas was a concern for pirates. I can't imagine they partook in it.
Do you think every day is kind of like Christmas Day? They're always singing. They're always drinking, you know, grog. They're always sort of having a time of it. They're constantly getting presents.
Yeah.
That's it.
Lots of boxes around. Hats, good hats.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, there are some Christmas crackers that would give you like a pirate's hat as your special hat to wear. Your special hat to wear. You know what I'm talking about. Have you got your special hat to wear? These crackers are amazing. Everyone gets a special hat to wear.
There are some
massive crackers.
How expensive are your crackers?
Well, you know, you get some years.
A fedora. You get bloody hell.
Everyone gets a sombrero.
A tiny screwdriver for me.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? No, but sometimes you'll get a paper hat that isn't like the crepe paper crown. It'll be like a two-part thing that you sort of fit together.
I know what you mean, but I've never had a cracker with two bits such of card.
Oh, well, if you get the really like high end like M&S ones, you know, like every now and then you
half live. You see, these are the southern Christmases for you, Clarky. Yeah, so we don't have this kind of thing in the Midlands.
In Wolverhampton, we just had to wear a piece of coal.
That was all you wore.
This is when you have your tree presents and your other presents. You know, like it's a different world down there on the Kent borders.
It's true. You should come on down, man. It's a wonderful life.
With your two-part hat.
We have a great time. Yeah, it's going to have over 2 days. You put part one on Christmas Eve. Stay tuned for Christmas Day for part two. It's like a really good festive drama. You know, you find out how it finishes on Christmas Day. So this is going to be a very exciting Christmassy episode. This of House Meeting.
Arr, it is.
Arr, me hearties.
For sure. I'm just thinking because they were in international waters a lot.
I didn't mean to set him off again. I should have known.
Turn this ship around, me boy. Turn this ship around.
I don't know which time zone we're in. Forget Christmas.
Yeah, I think time zones and local traditions probably left them thinking best leave it out.
Do you think so? Do you think they were sort of going like they were sailing around a bit like if you're on a plane, right? You know, if you're on a plane for Christmas, you've done that, haven't you, Parry?
2 years ago, yeah.
2 years ago, yeah.
2 years ago, 3 years ago? 3 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Were you in a different time zone when I asked you that question? Because you took a really long time to answer it, and it really freaked me out. Like I'd revealed something, you were like, I can't tell anyone about this.
He'd already walked down the plank, he had to walk back up to deliver his answer.
2 years ago.
Three years ago, you skipped the day completely.
Yeah, just didn't have any Christmas.
And I'll tell you what, didn't miss it.
Well, again, another great start for our Christmas episode. Can we talk more about pirates than Christmas? And I don't really like Christmas.
Is this just because you want to be a pirate, Tom?
It wasn't awful.
It wasn't awful to not see Christmas.
Kind of like, but I think I've gone on record and said this. It's my least favourite
day of the
day
year.
In the Christmas, you know. In the Christmas days, it's my least favourite day, is the day itself.
Christmas Day. Yeah, I guess the run-up to Christmas is a lot of fun. And I've got no problem with it getting earlier and earlier every year. You know, people sort of go, they've got the decorations out. We haven't even had Halloween yet. I love it.
I love it. And also, it's not true. No, it starts about the same time every year.
Yeah, I think it starts just after Halloween when they get rid of all the plastic tat that you haven't bought for Halloween, and they stick in all the plastic tat you're about to buy for Christmas Day. Love it, absolutely love it. Are you all right, Tommy? Are you having a tech issue?
Yeah, but I'm okay.
You sure? You sure?
I feel like I rode it through.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was seamless.
there was one bit where we could feel the gears changing on the plane, but apart from that.
Yeah. I basically didn't hear you ask that question.
No, that's
okay.
Oh, you
did very well to answer it, to be fair.
You
took a chance and you went, oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, don't worry about that.
I was very happy with Christmas Eve and Boxing Day. Wallop. And I thought, you know what, I felt actually better for it. Lighter on my feet when I got off that plane.
Of course. I'm sure we're treading over old ground here, but did they serve a Christmas dinner or anything like that? They didn't ring a bell and go, Merry Christmas, everybody, in this particular time zone.
They just
ignored it.
Boshed through it, like the pirates would.
Absolutely,
pirates having a Christmas in every port. That's the
Like Vince Vaughn?
Yeah, yeah. Dibblying the around the world.
The Pirates of Dibley.
I'd watch the Pirates of Dibley in a heartbeat. Yeah,
I'd absolutely watch that.
Because you know what? That is what happens at Christmas. They will do like a, you know, I mean, more so comic relief. They would do a mashup, but I could really see them doing a Christmas special, The Pirates of Dibley, and Dawn French is a pirate sailing from port to port, obviously, you know, ransacking a lot of the local culture. They're going to be true to
yeah, it'd be quite a really lot of quaint episode until the last 5 minutes when she executes someone really brutally.
Quite a lot of slaughter, yeah. Quite a lot of slaughter.
Where she goes to jump in the puddle, and the puddle's deeper than it is. She goes to jump in the sea, and it's as deep as she thought it would be.
She thought it was, yeah.
It's no surprise there, then.
But yeah, I see Pirates of Dibley as their feature-length Hollywood expansion.
Yes. Yeah, because Ab Fab got the Hollywood remake. Where's the Vicar of Dibley movie?
Good.
Cool. Well, sadly, most of them are dead now.
Oh, yeah. Oh. But with CGI...
It's quite a cursed show in terms of
longevity.
They
do it like with Star Wars, where they CGI people back into the film.
If you can have Carrie Fisher in the Star Wars movies, you can definitely have all of the, you know, Roger Lloyd Pack and the rest of them. You know, yes, okay, it might be a bit... All right, do it as an animated thing. And have, do it as an Aardman, right?
I'm sorry. Is the pitch... We're going to take the Vicar of Dibley, CGI all the cast and make them pirates.
Yeah. I've had worse pitch meetings. I've had worse pitch meetings. I'm not going to lie to you. I've had worse meetings this week. This isn't the worst meeting I've had this week, and it's Monday at midday. So. It's going to be a lean Christmas in the Crosby household. I tell you what.
You are only half a hat each, everyone.
Absolutely, yeah. There's no double hats this year. Oh God, how am I going to break it to the kids?
We've had quite a controversial family chat about my brother and I are trying to pare down Christmas and say we're just going to buy for the kids
every year.
And my sister and my brother have pushed back on it, and we couldn't resolve it, and so we're going into a 50-50 split where they're just buying for each other, and we're not. Me and my brother aren't buying for them. Yeah. Which feels worse. Feels like a bad way to go.
Yeah, I had that last year where I put out a thing on the WhatsApp and went, look, we're not doing presents this year for adults. We're all adults, right? We've all got kids. Mm. Let's just give presents to the kids. That's the best system. And everyone agreed. And then a couple of days later, on a separate WhatsApp, there was, we should get something for mum and dad though, right? We should get something for mum and dad. And I went, nope. And I assumed everyone would go like, yeah, well, we don't need to. And I was the only person who didn't buy something for my parents. The other three siblings were like, yeah, we probably should get something for mum and dad. But I was you have to, like, if you make a rule, you have to have a rule, because then it's unfair on mum and dad when you're giving them a present and they're going, oh, right, I thought we weren't doing presents because now, but anyway.
Yeah, you're totally right, because we stopped doing presents for each other, only for the kids, a couple of years back, but we still buy for our parents. And you can see that our parents don't really enjoy it that much.
We've seen your mum's house. We'll get out the address in a second, but we've seen your mum's house. It's full of stuff.
Oh yeah,
it's absolutely teeming with stuff.
And that's why it's always awkward, because like, don't buy them things.
Then it's like, what do you buy? Concepts. Get them some. Yeah. We've got this person who's a performance art for you now. He's going to come in. He's going to shove a turkey up his arse on and leave.
That's not bad. That
I bought you a pile of things.
Actually, what I've done is I've gone into the house, I've wrapped one of your current piles of things. Yeah. You can just come into the hallway and unwrap it.
I mean, also added confusion that it's my mum's birthday on the same day. So there's doubling up on things.
Your mum is a festive birthday, is she? She's got a Christmas Day birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, you've got to go
your grandparents resisted. You've got to go with a festive name when you've got the chance.
What are your top names? Obviously, there's Holly, there's Rudolph. Holly, Ivy, yeah.
Santa.
Mary,
Joseph.
Maybe Jesus.
Chris.
Herod. You can go Herod if you want to go into the slightly, the less popular characters.
Little Donkey.
Little Donkey, Clarky's mum. It's not a bad name for a person.
It is.
It is a bad name for a bird.
It's a terrible name.
Thank you for picking me up on that.
It's okay. I didn't want you to leave this meeting thinking that it was a good name. Just in case.
I should say, the meeting I had at 11 today was with Parry.
He was pitching me names.
How tied are you to this Thomas Parry name you've got? I don't know if it's for you, man. I don't know if it's for you.
House meeting. How do they make bread with no wheat in?
House meeting.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As a little treat, what we thought we'd do as a special... We've all bought each other presents.
Right, Ben?
Oh, I didn't check the WhatsApp. We have asked our patrons to ask us some festive questions or to give us some festive topics to pick through, and we thought we could answer some of those as we go through. Clarky, do you want to start us off?
Instead of Q&A, Q-dolf the anus reindeer. I was going to make that work.
Q-dolf the anus reindeer? I don't know about anus reindeer. It feels like it's...
If it's so what, there's two parts of it that are bright and red.
I mean, yeah, if it is glowing red, I've got some cream you could apply to it that might sort the situation out.
Rudolf the anal Charlie horse.
Rudolf the fissured reindeer. With piles and piles of presents.
I've wrapped them for you, Louise.
Clarky, did you have a question that you thought was...
I do have one, yes. What time should Christmas dinner be served? Now, pure. This is quite...
It's a straight down pure the middle question. It's a pure question.
It's pure, yeah. Yeah,
it's pure.
Sorry, I thought you said four, and I was like, wait, whoa, he's got a bit...
Four, next question.
We at the Clark household have a very late Christmas dinner, and it really upsets me.
Yeah, it's a tough old day, isn't it? The later the dinner, the worse the day gets, because you're starving kind of all day. You know, I think psychologically your brain goes, well, I should be starving from the second I wake up.
Yeah,
you're also possibly drinking, which can also make you hungrier.
Yeah,
and you're snacking, but in a really you're like, well, I don't want to, like, I obviously I'm going to eat all these peanuts and these chips. Yeah, I've got the fish. I was going to say, you know what? I'll talk you through the process there. I was going to say kettle chips, and I thought, no, they'll absolutely rinse me for that. So I'll say crisps instead.
Peanut and chips.
Peanut and chips. Well, I was going to say crisps, but then I was already halfway through saying kettle chips, and I, like, anyway, yeah.
Peanuts and chips.
Well, that's your main Sunday roast, isn't it?
Yeah, chip butties.
Chip butty with some peanuts sprinkled on top.
Oh, don't mind it.
Served out of a wheelbarrow. Yeah. I was really trying to play down my poshness there. We don't have kettle chips, of course. You don't. Yeah, we do.
Wow.
All the flavours. Wow-y. But yeah, you don't want to be eating too many of those. You know, you don't want to be having too many of your, like... We have these festive parmesan sun-dried tomato parmesan stars we have, and they're so delicious. You can eat loads of them, but you don't want to be please, mate, come on, give me a little leeway.
For the love of God, it's Christmas, man.
allow me my sun-dried tomatoes, festive parmesan stars.
They sound delicious.
they really are.
But also, and I'm sure I've mentioned this on the pod, I'm cooking Christmas dinner for the first time ever this year.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So I might be eating my own words if I get behind schedule.
You'll be eating your own dinner.
I might not be eating anything if I cook it so badly.
Yeah. What time are you getting up? Have you planned that already? Have you worked out what time you're going to get up?
I haven't done any scheduling yet, but my brother sent me the spreadsheet he put together when he did Christmas dinner, and it is right. Fucking batshit.
Oh yeah, you've got to start a couple of days in advance. It's really hard work.
He's got boxes for different things.
He's got boxes for different things. Have you ever seen, is it the first time you've seen a spreadsheet? Is it just your first time looking at a spreadsheet, Clarky?
He wrote it out.
Are you talking about food? Because Clarky puts all of the food in one box, gives it a really good shake, yeah. Sticks it in the oven for 2 hours, takes out whatever's in there.
He loves a one-box meal.
Oh, nothing better than a one-boxer.
The good thing is with a one-box, when you put it into the oven, by the time you take it out, there is no box. That's gone. You've just got the contents.
Eat around the ashes, yeah. Eat around the charred remains of the box. So I reckon
2 p.m.
Remind us of the number of your mother's 12, house, please. Yeah.
just said it.
I'm cooking for 12. Yeah.
Cooking for 12 and eating for 2, eh, Clarky? Oh my god.
Always.
So what's the dream? What's the dream? 12 people sit down at 2 p.m. Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe a bit earlier, but I think for Christmas everything should be delayed a bit. You have a bit of a later breakfast, bit of a later lunch.
Sure.
I think the correct answer is you want to be finishing just as the Queen's speech starts.
King's speech, traditionally,
I think that is how you need something to take your bearings on what can be quite a rudderless day. Yeah. And I think the one function that Queen's speech gave us was a stake in the ground for you to orientate your day around.
Interesting.
So I think it's like the universal, it's like there's your Greenwich Mean Time. So I think Queen's speech starts at 3 traditionally, I think.
Right, okay.
So I would say you want to be coming into finish, and that's like, you know, your second
including pudding
or whatever, your mince pies and your coffees, so that people can then gravitate to, you know, they don't have to watch the Queen's speech, but they, if they wanted to,
the option's
that's
there.
What they'd do. So that, for me, puts you at a half one sit down at the latest.
Yeah, I think that's very good.
Aim for one. That means you'll be sitting down for half one.
Yeah,
and that means with grazing and, you know, a couple of puds.
It's pronounced
and
gravy.
A bit of quaffing. Everyone's happy for 3.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think that's... I agree with that 100%. I think the earlier the better. If people said we're having Christmas dinner at midday, I wouldn't complain. I'd be delighted. I'd be absolutely happy with that. The earlier the better, I reckon. No one's ever sat down for dinner at 3 o'clock and thought, this is the perfect time. They've always thought, well, I'm absolutely starving now and I haven't said a word for half an hour.
Mate, we don't have it until like 7 p.m.,
right. Well, this leads me into the next question I wanted to ask.
Please.
This is from Al. Who was that last question from?
Good.
Al again.
That was from Al.
I tell you what, Al's got some very good questions here. Tom, if you had to swap Christmases,
yeah,
would you choose Ben or Matthew's Christmas?
Al.
What? What would you go with the deal?
Certainly. Matthew's.
Yeah, that's fair.
Based purely on the last 15 minutes of chat.
Well, based purely on me reporting to Tom every Christmas day about the state of my Christmas day.
Gifts of empty boxes.
Yeah.
The confusion over your mother's birthday. Your family not rocking up for dinner until 4, 5, 6. Tensions because around that timings of when to eat. Whereas the atmosphere that I get from a Crosby Christmas, it exudes. It's like if I, you know, like when someone's come out of a boozer and they come over and they talk to you and they're smiling and they're, you can smell the alcohol on their breath and it's all very merry. That's kind of the atmosphere I get from a Crosby Christmas. Like,
yeah.
He always sends out a really good picture just before, you know, on the Christmas Eve.
That's true.
And it's like, oh, look, he's having a happy, boozy time. There's, you know, there's always talk of an abundance of presents as well, we know, from different orifices in the house. And then, you know, and it just feels like it's a safe pair of hands around Christmas in the Crosby world.
Yeah, absolutely. We do have that. We do have obviously the hunt of every orifice in the entire house.
It's a tradition, isn't it?
All of the kids get to rummage around in any orifice they can find. Put your hand
as
in.
As long as it's glowing and red, you can get it up in there.
Chances
it's
are,
like, you're... operation.
Yeah, exactly. The eldest member of the family lies down on the kitchen table, and the youngest member of the family puts their hand in, and whatever they pull out, they get to keep. Last year, I got the wishbone.
Crucially, what Crosby has, which I think most people up and down the country will be envious of, is a partner's family that is within a very short distance, not only of their own house, but of their family home.
Yes.
You've got a dream triangle geographically.
Thank you.
For Christmas.
Yes. 15 minutes each way, basically. If you're in any one of the three locations, you're 15 minutes away from the other two.
It's perfect.
Great stuff.
It is perfect.
A short enough distance to drive pissed.
The dream. This is what I've been saying for years and years. Yeah. I'm driving. Charlie's doing a Teen Wolf style handstand on the roof. We've got to mix Marty McFly, Michael J. Fox. We've got Cleo hanging off the back on a skateboard.
It's perfect.
It's great. Yeah, yeah. It's absolutely. It's a wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time of the year, obviously.
But I think that's the dream. Yeah, 15 minutes both from your house and either parent's house. So you're not doing the whole right. Well, Christmas Day here, then get in the car, then drive half of Boxing Day to be there. That, you know, the geographical challenges. Which, you know, I mean, let's be honest, no one really needs around the Christmas period.
No, thank you.
Clarkie, you're doing a remote, you're doing like a Christmas rom-com holiday style Christmas, aren't you?
Yeah, all the way up in Scotland for good reason, I'd say.
So what, you're all travelling to Scotland despite the fact there's no one there who...
Yeah, that's right. There's part of Megan's family who live up north,
right?
But nowhere near as far as Scotland. They're like in Hull,
right?
So I would have thought a midpoint would be sensible, but we're going all the way up to Scotland.
So they live in like Hull, right?
Yeah,
and you guys live in the Midlands, right? That family. Well,
oh yeah, but I mean, my parents aren't involved.
Your parents aren't involved. Okay, fair enough. So, right. So, but then surely the Midlands would be the point, wouldn't it?
Yeah, would be perfect.
Somewhere around the Midlands would be the location.
We could have triangulated that beautiful triangle, but no, sir.
Maybe then there is... I think there's something to be said for, you know, the first year that we got... The first year after we were married, we did the Airbnb to... We just went off to a lovely location in the Cotswolds, and that became our Christmas. And there is something to be said for... You know, it stops everybody from kind of, it makes everyone muck in is what it does, right?
Yeah.
I think
that's true.
It means no one can be like, well, it's my house, I feel obliged, I should be doing all the work, or it's not my house, I feel like I shouldn't be doing anything. If you're all in a neutral location.
It's a level playing field.
It's actually, certainly. It can be.
I tell you, one of my favourite Christmases was lockdown Christmas.
What, when Christmas got cancelled?
Yeah. Yeah, so it was just at home.
Took the pressure off, didn't
with
it?
With your other half. Ooh, it was nice.
Well, you love it so much, you got engaged, didn't you?
Yeah, true. I just got swept up in the day.
Yeah.
I'd taken Matthew's advice and got one of those really fancy crackers, and it just so happened there was a ring in it.
The way we went done over.
Shouldn't have got a cracker from Hatton Garden. That was your mistake. Why does this cracker cost 700 quid?
I mean, it may have been a small hat. But...
Safe cracker. Okay, I've got a question for you.
Yes.
As they are so good, why don't we eat mince pies all year round? I think I know the answer to this one.
Go on.
I don't think they're that good. I think it's because we eat them at a really good time. It's a very Pavlovian reaction yes. that we have. I think if you took mince pies away from Christmas, people would be like, what are those weird pies? And who still eats them? But because it's Christmas, it's like if Christmas yeah, it'd be pudding.
Like, it'd be like something, you'd go to your nan's house and it'd be like, oh, she always buys those weird pies.
Those mince pies.
I think like, some of them,
they're
though.
They're like fruity but spicy. It's weird.
There's just too much. There's just too much difference between a good one and a bad one as well. And you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. Right? That's true.
And I'm not saying, and this has got nothing to do with cost, because sometimes the one with like the really short, crusty, crumbly pastry that feels a bit cheap can be the best ones.
Yeah.
You know? It's well, nothing to do with
Lidl
that.
Lidl came second in the taste test this year.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. Lovely.
Hashtag ad.
Lovely. But yeah, I also think that there's something, that it's nice that we have certain things. Easter eggs are good, but it would feel mad to eat one midsummer, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
it would feel mad to crack open an autumn Easter egg. There are certain things that
feel I bet that'd feel amazing.
Do you think so?
What a taboo.
when the weather turns and it gets a bit frosty, having a lovely hot chocolate with an Easter egg on the side. Yes,
dip your Easter egg in your hot chocolate.
Yeah. But there are certain things I stand by hot cross buns. I think hot cross buns are amazing. I think they're delicious, and still got no real clue what the cross is made out of, but I love it. You peel the cross off and you eat the cross.
Yeah. Actually, pirates came up with those.
Really?
And hide their treasure in the...
Well, the treasure is the bun. Yeah. X marks the spot. Yeah. But I think there's something to be said for not going berserk year round. Right?
Well, I'd love to see a parallel universe where mince pies are shorn of their connection to Christmas. And I bet you they are a brand that are in trouble.
Really?
Yes. Also, there is something inherently... I think the best way to have mince pies is to heat them up and have them with a bit of ice cream or brandy butter or something. Beautiful. Like if you're having them as a proper pudding, not just
if you
snack.
Surround them with really nice things.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying, yeah.
But they do feel definitely like a winter pudding as it is.
What we do in our household is we get the mince pie and we put an Easter egg next to it, and then the serving suggestion is chuck the mince pie in the bin, eat the Easter egg,
and finish off with a hot cross bun.
Works what? Every time. Yeah,
in my head, mince pies used to be a year-round thing. They started to die out, and someone connected them. Someone smart, Don Draper style, connected them to Christmas.
That's
and it saved a dying brand,
like they did to the walnut. Because, like, now in Sainsbury's or Tesco's or whatever, you see those big bags of walnuts that they're selling. And you go, if you put that in the springtime, nobody's buying a big bag of walnuts. But it's because it's got a sort of festive connection. Walnuts are a real hassle to open. You need you need the jaws of death, basically. They're called the jaws of life, aren't they? Always called the jaws of death. They're called the... don't worry, mate.
Using those claws wrong.
don't worry, mate. We're getting the jaws of death. Should I be worried? Because it feels like the jaws of death sounds
I'm
like...
I'm not even trapped in my car. You will be.
The jaws of death, I think, if I had a robot on Robot Wars, that's what I'd call it.
The jaws of death.
The jaws of death.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah... You've got
some kind of shark style fin.
Oh yes, please. Oh, yeah. A big shark style fin that actually, was it Sakilalot that had a sort of scorpion's tail, but like the fin leaps over its own face and like doing doings the robot in front of it. That's what it would be. Obviously I'd mainly use it for cracking walnuts. I'd say I bought this bag of walnuts, Mum, for Christmas.
Good news is all the walnuts are open. Bad news is I killed the cat.
Exactly, yeah. Oh man. But yeah, they're a total ball ache walnuts. And once you get inside, they don't taste that great anyway. But somebody has given it a bit of the old festive PR spin, and turn them into
walnuts roasting on an open fire.
Exactly, exactly. The Pericomo caper. Exactly. Yeah, I wonder if that was it. Do you think there was mints being served? Like, when are we talking? Are we talking like, you know, Henry VIII time, Parry?
It feels like the back in the day, you know. I bet if you go through Kingston,
you're such a fan of the phrase "back in the day" to mean any time that isn't now. Our meeting at 11 a.m. was back in the day, wasn't it?
I think if you if you dip into Peeps, he's chowing down on a mince pie in April.
Oh yeah.
It was the old rhyme, isn't it? Divorce, beheaded, mince pie.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, very much is.
As Clarky's Christmas treat, we're going to laugh at one of his jokes.
Yeah, there you go. It really upsets the flow, actually. We tried it.
Like mince pies, they're only really good around you know, once a year, really. So there you go. That's a special treat for Luke Crosby. We laughed at one of... So Hold your messages on the Patreon and no more WhatsApp saying you should have given that more. We gave that exactly what it deserved. And it was lovely stuff.
House meeting.
Can I have a lift? I live in London.
House meeting.
Here's another question. This time from Ray. And I'm not sure where this question has come from. I mean, I know it's come from Ray, but. What's the sort of inspiration behind it? But it's a good question, I think. It's a really good question. Best square present, circular present, and triangular present. I mean, it's, you know.
Is this someone who's looking at a box of Quality Street?
Ooh.
An answer, a question.
Yeah. My first thought was definitely Toblerone for
triangular present. I mean, you don't have a lot of options really of triangular things. Would you
a warning sign for when you've broken down on the motorway?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean, that, by the way, is exactly the sort of thing that when you've it's last minute and you've not got anything for your dad, it's got real sort of service station on the way over kind of vibes.
It's a warning sign for two different kinds of breakdowns.
A pirate's hat.
Oh yes, the tricorner hat. I was thinking like a tent, you know, like a
yeah. But you wouldn't give it erected, would you?
No, you wouldn't.
Well, it depends how excited you are to give presents.
I'm not letting
look
you in
at
my
this
house
little tent I've created. Anyway, open this three, man.
It'd feel tubular, wouldn't it, if you were giving it? I feel like it's too personal.
We're still talking about the tent here.
I think it's too personal to choose a person's tent for them to give as a gift.
Well, we got a teepee for the kids last year.
Lovely.
So that is sort of a kind of approximation of triangular.
Hey, by the way, I'd love to know this, parents. What are...
Can I just say we're not your parents?
Is the thing you'd love to know whether you're our son or not?
Is this like when you call the teacher mum by accident?
By accident.
Clarice.
By accident.
Can you be my mum? Please, Miss Honey, take me home.
Give me the Christmas I always wanted. Dinner at half one.
On Christmas Day.
I'm going to cook Christmas dinner with my mind.
What is the kind of present you get given that you're like, for your kids, get given that you're like, oh, fucking hell, not this.
Ooh,
do you have that? Yeah.
Not this. We've already got three of them.
Machete the film, Blu-ray. Because we haven't got a Blu-ray player.
Who's still watching DVDs? Come on. What are the kind of presents that you know what? Like, I don't think we're at that stage yet. Like, where a lot of the presents we get given, I mean, a lot of the presents that you get given that you go, oh, they'll never touch this, are presents from people who don't have kids who want to buy you the coolest thing in the baby shop or whatever, you know.
Right, yeah.
So it'll be the you know, like. I mean, I'm not going to say.
You listening,
Ben?
I'm not, yeah. Ben's taking notes.
I'm not going to say specific.
I'm asking this for a reason.
Specific things, but like a doll that looks cool rather than fun, kind of thing, or like
sex doll.
That looks cool.
You've got a tent.
No, I didn't buy it for that reason. I just thought it looked cool, that's all.
Although I have checked the orifices, there are no presents in it, so...
I actually have left you a little present in one of them.
Oh, it's a Santa's hat. Don't put that on your head.
You'll never get it back off again.
Red sauce, anyone?
But basically, the things that you think are cool and sweet and like rustic-y looking presents, they're not that bothered by. The things that are loud and plastic and you can press buttons, they make loads of noises, those are the things they really like. And so I think even as a parent, when you first start, you go, well, I'll really try and cultivate this wonderful, like everything's going to be made of wood and hand painted.
Yeah.
You know, they do like some of that stuff. Yeah, we've got that stuff. But basically, a big castle that sings "Let It Go" from Frozen. That's the sort of stuff they're really into. You know,
any lecky thing that makes a noise for me, fuck that shit, man.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing, because it's like, what's good for them, but also what's good for you.
Oh yeah, my mom and dad are really into like those things. Like that, my mom loves like an electric thing that makes a noise, and
I love it.
For example, my daughter's last birthday, someone bought her a dog that like walks and talks and barks and stuff. But she doesn't know that because we've never put batteries in it and showed her.
Sorry, Harry, that was an actual dog I bought you.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
You've got to put food in that.
Yeah, it's not batteries that it needed. Okay, that's, yeah. I was wondering why the GPS tracker wasn't moving quite as much as I was hoping it was going to. But yeah, I do know what you mean. But then, They love them so much. So I think you've got to lean into that sort of stuff. We've actually coincidentally just got Cleo a little pirate ship that kind of fires cannons and makes noises and sings. Sings yo ho ho and sea shanties.
Merry
and stuff.
Christmas.
We're not. It's our way of saying we're doing a pirate's Christmas this year. You're getting nothing. We're not actually celebrating Christmas, but I think. I think you've just got to accept that that's what they're into, because it's not going to get better, you know.
No.
Not until they become a hipster. So, and that's a few years off. So you've got to lean into that caper.
That's fair enough.
Right. So have we established the best? Oh yeah. That's best triangular present.
Square
present and circular present. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I'm going hat for a triangle.
Yep.
Circle, I'm going for a beret, and square, I'm going for a mortarboard. I'm a milliner.
Yeah, no, it's no, you know, well, it's a congratulations, by the way. I knew the film was doing well, but didn't realize it had quite made you that much money.
Oh, wow.
Did we have a sketch once? Who wants to be a milliner?
No, but Barry Cryer made that joke on our Radio 4 pilot.
There you go.
That was where it was from. But yeah, it was.
Technically, it's ours.
I mean, he's
signed the contract.
He's not using it. RIP, Baz, Uncle Baz. So it's ours now.
We'll give him a cameo in Pirates of Dim.
Pirates of Dibley.
Pirates of Dibley. We'll give him a cameo.
Of course.
CGI him.
Which will be weird because everyone else is claymation, but it's fine.
Least likely hologram tour. Yeah, Barry Cryer's doing a hologram tour.
Well, he's the
ABBA voyage.
He's the support act for ABBA. He comes on at the start, does 15 minutes, gets the crowd on side.
I'd love that. That'd be wonderful.
It'd be great. Best square present. I mean, I think square present and circular present. Can I say a vinyl LP as both? As both, yeah. And then, I don't know, what can you do for triangular present? Toast? Everyone loves toast, right? I mean, Cleo did give Charlie a loaf of bread for her birthday, and it was one of the most successful presents we ever had in the house. It was a great idea. What are you going circular, square, and triangular, Clarkie?
Circular ball,
I'm taking Tom's Tom's idea from a few eps back. A ball. Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong with a ball.
Everybody loves a ball.
Square, I'm going for a chessboard.
Yes. Chessboard's a good one as well. And pieces? You're getting pieces as well, or you just getting the
board? Unfortunately not. Well, I'm getting one big triangular piece.
You should have gone with drafts. If you'd have gone with drafts, you could have had the board and a draft set.
Fucked it.
So you're going for chessboard, no chess pieces, a ball, and triangular presents.
A Toblerone.
A Toblerone, of course. Right, lovely.
Beautiful.
Parry, do you have another question?
Predictions of the King's Speech.
Oh, this is a good question. Predictions of what the King is going to say this year. I mean, do you think it would be quite mad if he didn't mention the Queen at all?
It'd be baller, man. New
be a baller move, yeah. Do you think he would do it? Like, you know, like, because there were a lot of like memes going around of like him like being angry at pens. Do you think he's going to do a little bit of like stuff about, well, I hope someone gets me a pen that works and moves it out of the way at the right time?
Oh, yeah.
Like that kind of stuff. You know, do you think he'll do any hope kind of like big fat quiz of the year
really
stuff?
Really big gloves.
and then we step in and sing a song.
He'll talk about the queue.
What, QAnon?
What would be great?
He'll say, yes, it's true. There is a global cabal of paedophiles. I am a lizard.
I happen to know one.
No conspiracy there.
If I was him, I'd call it off. I'd be like, this is the last ever one. New regime, baby.
Yeah. Well, but then what about for your... The thing is, you use it for your timing for Christmas dinner. So you're going to throw off everybody's Christmas dinners with your... You know, there's going to be genuine chaos because no one's going to know when to start.
Well, this is the predicament that he finds himself in, doesn't it? I think, full stop, you know. I think this will be the year that everyone will really realise that actually he's not very good. It just won't leave you with that feeling that the Queen's Speech did, that you've seen the Queen, and they'll be like, oh, it's him now.
Hey, Tom, are you thinking what I'm thinking? Barry Cryer introduces a hologram of the Queen.
I'm not Channel 4 now, we're talking.
As the alternative Christmas message, Barry Cryer introduces a hologram of the Queen, and she says, and she does all the pen gear instead.
Straight after Pirates of Dibley.
It's a good double bill. It's a real two-part hat.
It'd be like an Oscar-style, you know, like when they CGI people into... It's like she's in her own queue. She's like, excuse me, is this a queue for the post office?
Hello, David Beckham.
No, Mom, but you won't like what's at the front.
We'll have to get Frank Cottrell Boyce to write up the actual script for that.
Beckham dips in with a cameo.
Of course, you've got to have Beckham. Paddington's there eating up all the marmalade sandwiches.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Yeah.
Love it. Absolutely
coming up
love
next,
it.
Pirates of Dibley.
Yeah. So stay tuned.
The perfect Christmas.
House meeting.
It's at Pappy's Tweet if you fancy tweeting.
House meeting.
There you go. I feel Christmassy now.
Beautiful, yeah.
Perfect.
I feel so... I mean, are you more excited now having done that episode, Tom? Are you more excited about Christmas Day?
I'm a massive fan of the Christmas period.
It's
got me really excited for Christmas Eve and Boxing Day. I can tell you that for nothing.
Oh, yeah. But Christmas Day itself, it's a tricky old beast, isn't it?
It's just number three in the list. That's all I'll say. It's, you know, the expectation is amazing on Christmas Eve. The aftermath is just wonderful on Boxing Day, and then Christmas Day in the middle. There's a lot of order of business to get through. You know,
a lot of pressure, man. A lot of pressure. Absolutely. Thanks for listening, everybody. Don't forget tickettext.co.uk to get tickets for the live stream of the Christmas show. And if you want to get discounted tickets, you can get discounted tickets for the live stream by going to patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare and joining as a patron. Also, what we talk about this every year, give it as a gift. Give it as a gift. If someone loves Pappy's Flatshare, get them
Pappy's Flatshare. That's a lovely idea.
It's a lovely idea. Give it as a gift.
It would be weird for us to give it as a gift, though.
Well, that's what I'm getting from my parents this year.
Imagine if you picked your brother out in Secret Santa.
My parents would hate
Patreon
that.
Subscription. Love that idea.
I've given worse gifts. I've given worse gifts.
Yeah, lovely idea. Give it as a gift. There's all sorts of exciting things to have when you join the Patreon. You get to be a part of the community. You get bonus podcasts and fun little things that happen along the way. Right. Have a lovely time until we speak next.
Merry Christmas.
Episode was produced by Emma Caution.
Caution team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.